There are plenty of creatures to be found in these woods. Nicole's job is to help tell their story, and in the process, help preserve the Adirondack culture. It's a place where you may be amazed at how much and what you'll find. And it's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Nicole Morin is a biologist at the Wild Center in Tupper Lake, New York, a small town in the Adirondacks. She keeps an eye on the many animals that call this place their home.
All the animals we have here are native Adirondack animals. So as a place-based institution, we are focusing on native species. Our most iconic, of course, being all of our river otters. But you'll find, if you were to count, we have over 600 individuals.
Many of the animals are here because they had life circumstances that did not allow them to survive in the wild. They became ambassadors, so to speak, to help teach visitors about the rest of their species. An example are the very popular otters at the Wild Center, especially one named Spirit.
She was found as an orphaned otter pup and brought into human care. But because she was raised by humans, she didn't quite learn how to be a wild river otter, which is why she is enjoying her life here with us to share the stories of otters and their success of conservation here in the Adirondacks.
Each animal here is found in the Adirondacks, so those otters, owls, and porcupines are some you might be most likely to see in the wild. I asked Nicole about the largest animals you might find in the woods.
Moose has got to be one of the largest ones out here. And then maybe a close second, probably a bear, depending on how fat that guy became over the summer months.
And some of what would seem to be numerous animals may in some cases be endangered.
We have very common turtles like the painted turtles and the snapping turtles, but we do have a species that is threatened in New York State, and that is the Blanding's turtle.
Those Blanding's turtles may take 2 decades to reach maturity, meaning they have to survive many years in the wild before having their first offspring, but they may live to be up to 80 years old. They're just some of the interesting stories to be found here. Traveling the countryside in Tupper Lake, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.